Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. My name is Toray, and we are coming up to the end of 2015. Can you believe it? It's actually here. Just a few more days, and we are done with this year. If I had an applause button, I'd be hitting it right about now. So thank you for tuning in, and we've got calls already on the switchboard. I'm excited about that. Yay. But we're going to talk about the subject, the topic of our show, which is called Letting It Go. And we're leaving behind things now from this year. We're going to let it go. Why? Because do we really want to carry in the old baggage into the new year? No. We got a couple days. We can work on these things and practice in the art of letting it go. And, you know, some of the things that people hold on to that create actual illness and they don't realize it is, and there are things like sorrow, pain, regret. These are energies that we don't need to hold on to. They are from our past. I was sitting with someone today, and it was her birthday. We were talking about things, and she brought up the past, and she was an older client, and I said, you know, that's the past, so we're done with it. And you did, as to quote Dr. Wayne Dyer, you did the best you could do with what you had when you had it. And that's that. It's done, and now it's done. So we move forward from that thought in that moment, and we let it go. Okay, so New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. What are your plans? What are your thoughts? And what are you going to do the first day of 2016? And what are you taking in with you? Sort of like when you move, you don't want to take all the old broken things. You don't pack those things up, do you? If you were moving, no. You'd only take the essentials and probably buy some new things, purchase new things. Get a fresh start, a clean sweep, as they would say. So remember that in this transitory time. So we're going to take our first caller, a caller in the 509. Okay. Ta-da. Caller in the 509. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Who's this? I can hear you. Who am I speaking to?
Erica.
Erica, thank you for calling the show. And how can I be of service? Thank you. How can I be of service for you tonight?
Well, I am hoping to make this year pretty memorable. I'm like very, I'm very visionary for this year. So I have like a little vision board. And I feel like there's something, to look forward to each month. Like, for example, this summer I'm going to be going to Mexico, and it's just going to be like a little family vacation. So that's really exciting. I was hoping for a new job January, which would have been like the highlight. So I was just wondering if you see that working out for me.
Okay, well, let's take a look into your energies, and with permission, please say your name aloud one time.
Erica.
Thank you. One moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. The first thing that I see with this other work situation, it was very stressful. Very, on the borderline of exhaustion, overwhelming. Like, everything kind of kept coming up like that. The master is waiting is how I heard this, okay? So that shows me that you have a new opportunity, yes, in hand very, very soon. So you're not off on that. And the best thing that you're going to do is really forget about the other job situation and everything about it and walk in with like just the new shiny face. So I definitely see that the master energies are there to help you, and we need to let go of any fear of not being successful at this because we have success written on us.
So okay, yeah, because I had the interview in November, and I'm supposed to be getting a call like by, I think, the 8th of January, so within the first couple of days of the new year. And it's just, it has been exhausting because, I mean, it's been weeks, and I really, really want this. So to me, it's just like, oh, I'm still like on limbo, you know, like, do I have it or not? I'm still waiting on that call. And I'm trying to be like positive and confident about it, but I like would like validation about it too. Like if you see me moving for the job and actually, you know, working. So,
We're really, the biggest thing that I've gotten with this so far is of you letting go, just truly letting go of all fear at this point, because I know it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I see the adventure starting to happen. So we're going to let go of anything that just could be like the hanging in Florida voting, unfortunately, we call it the hanging chad. But anything that is like the hanging chad, we're going to let go. We're going to cut the cord right now, release it, because I see that you identify now. And I know you have your vision board and all, but you're going to say, I identify with my higher purpose, my new situation. I cut the cords and I release all the things about exhaustion and nervousness. I let them go and I walk into 2016. And I know it's in within this first month of the year. In fact, there may be even like a little hint of a sign for you. My guide said that on January 3rd, you may get a sign from the universe as well. Numbers are very, very specific about the 3rd of January. And it came up again.
Okay.
I just pulled out a couple cards with 3 on it.
That's perfect. Yeah, because if not, I have to start. Otherwise I'm forced to finish, you know, go back to school, which I don't mind either, but I mean, I'd rather work and get credit. And the new quarter starts on the 4th of January. So the fact that I'll be getting something on the 3rd, like, that's kind of perfect because it is going to require, like, a big move. It's a 5-hour move, so I mean, I can rent a hotel in the meantime, but it'd be nice if they can just, you know, let me know ahead of time too, just a little bit, you know.
I understand completely, and your existence in this is everything that is shifting. You need to just now say, you know, I know what's required, and I'll be manifesting this right now, waiting on the good news.
So that's important, but
I do feel abundance with that. And you just have to watch. Also, you're just going to have to watch your spending for a little while this month.
Yeah, I know. And I also, you were talking about earlier about, like thoughts and everything. Like, to me, sometimes I get, like, negative thoughts about, like, anything. And then I feel like maybe it's a bigger issue than what I thought, because I remember I wasn't like that at all. Like, I would never think about things. Like, I was just living, you know, like, in the moment. And I would never think about either the future or the past. Like, I just, and now I kind of do. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, I'm trying to train myself, like, if I'm thinking about something or, like, someone, like, to switch it, you know, to, like, but I don't know how.
There's
like,
a thing,
to think about
there's
what.
There's a thing we say, okay, then there's a thing we say, Erica, in the I Am, which is what I'm a teacher of. It's the International Association of Metaphysics. And here are two very interesting phrases we like to share with others. Whenever we have a recurring anxious, like anxiety thought or negative thought, or we say something even in speech, we say, cancel that, universe. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And we also,
I did think that.
When you come into a thought that wants to compete with your current situation and take over, you say, release, release, release.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
But I just don't want to, like, I don't want to, like, do that at all. Because I was thinking earlier about, like, an ex-boyfriend. And I was just like, why am I even thinking about him in the first place? Because I did say that I canceled that thought. But then I was just like, why am I even thinking about him in the first place? Like, that shouldn't even cross my mind, you know?
Exactly.
So that's what I'm trying to do. Because I know that
You're doing it, Erica. You're doing it. So hang tight and just let it go and go with that flow, girl. Go with that flow. Okay?
I'm trying to train myself to not even think. Yeah.
Everything else is upheaving the root chakra. So we don't want that. We just let it go. Okay?
Okay, yeah, because I was reading, like, quotes and stuff, and, like, there was one that caught my eye. It was, like, every thought is a prayer, which I thought was a really nice quote. Cause, like, it has meaning to it. But,
I'm
trying to train my... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll stay positive and look forward to the new year.
Excellent. And look forward to those signs, especially the one on the 3rd. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All right,
thank you.
Dear. Good luck and many blessings to you.
Uh-huh. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too, dear. Bye-bye. Okay. And that was just, that was wonderful. And I'm so glad we got an opportunity to share that connection tonight with Erica, because so many people are on this shift right now of job changes, life changes, opportunity changes, and what we're going to bring into the new changes. We're not going to put in our old backpack. We're not going to wear our shabby old anything. I even just got ready and I shifted the bedding in my bedroom, my master bedroom in my house, and just said, time for new and time for getting new energy on this bed and better sleep and so on. And my goal is about rest and relaxation. And this has been my year to really focus on my health and keeping stressors out of my life. So if you've been dealing with stress or hate or hurt or pain or sorrow, I'm going to say they are low vibrations. And for a while, I did cut out some people and situations completely. And every time someone would want to discuss this with me, and some of these things were very close and personal in my own family, and I said, no, we're not going to talk about that. It's not that I don't realize that it exists. I know it exists, but it is not my journey. And when it is time for me to be a part of that journey again, we'll know it. And it did. It came full circle. So, see, that's just as I'm saying, don't get pulled up and your root chakras get all yanked up and feeling very unbalanced or ungrounded. Sometimes you have to do the uprooting and pulling away and letting go of this hurt or pain or sorrow or anger or even people with hate. There's a lot of people that go, they put that hate is a poison arrow of the heart. And you're not even poisoning that other person or situation. You are poisoning yourself. So it is a bad arrow to keep in your backpack. As they say, don't be a hater. So we mean it. Bring into the love vibration this year. Focus on what you love, not what you don't want, not what you don't love. So we're going to take another call. Okay. And one more thing before we take the next call. Just so you know where I'm at for the remainder of this year, you can find me at the Casadega Hotel in Casadega, Florida. This is the town of many, many mediums, many psychics. It's a spiritualist community, and I am at the hotel, which long ago, back in the day, it was part of the spiritualist camp, and that's how they call it, the camp, but it is independently owned now, and there are many other stores and shops and such that are independently owned, but it is still nonetheless a very neat town with a great energy and a great vortex, and we're starting to see this influx of people coming because they want to know what's ahead for their new year. And sometimes it is about finding your space and your place and your new teachers, as well as just coming for a reading. So we're going to take this next call in the 917, who has been patiently waiting. Okay. And one more try at this with the switchboard. Okay, hold on. It's not cooperating, and I apologize. Oh, lovely. No. Okay, one more. No. Okay, gonna open this up. Tell you what, I'm going to take a quick break. I hate to do that to the 917, but I need to in order to find out how we can click that button, make that hit. Hang in there. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, and thank you for your patience. The Venus and Velvet Show, my name is Tore, and I'm your hostess this evening. And I know we lost our 917 caller, and I'm sorry about that. Please call us back. I'll patch you back in. Now that we got things back on the roll, we've got the caller in. Okay. Okay. I don't know why that didn't go off. Now it's off. The caller in the 718. All right. Oh, come on now. Oh, no. It's saying the caller is off, Lord. It is just playing with me now. I'm trying to be very, very positive. I will say one of my goals this year I'm letting go of. Actually, working on a little new picture for the show face. And I know that sounds so insignificant, but I always feel like that brings us new energy. And we'll see even about some new intro, outro kind of music as well. Okay. No, we want to hit that again. Bring it in. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Hooray. So just to bring you up to speed, we're talking about the things in the air that we're letting go of on for the wondrous 2016, which I know will bring a lot of good energy to a lot of people who've been in need of good energy and new energy. But when we take ourselves into the new year, remember, we bring ourselves with us. So say goodbye to some unsuccessful ways and patterns and thoughts and behaviors, and say hello to the new, the enterprising, the positive energies. Let go of the things that can hold us back, even just negative thinking, negative thoughts. As I mentioned to my one caller there, Erica, I said, you know, cancel that universe, release, as we say in the I Am. And we had a wonderful time, by the way, celebrating Dr. Thomas, the founder of the I Am, his 80th birthday. And how many of you out there would love to be living to the life of 80-plus years, because that's where he is now. He's on the plus. So it just goes to show you what positive thinking can do. In fact, one year he had 8 surgeries in my time of knowing him. Now, if that doesn't get you motivated enough to take good care of yourself and to be here on the planet, nothing will, my friends, nothing. So I'm most excited that he is still very strong with us and has that kind of energy. So let me try again one more time to take the caller, and I apologize, but it's our energy, pushing out the old energy and bringing in the new. Come on. No. And it just keeps running. Nope, running to another area. Let's try this one. Caller in the 718, thanks for holding. Hang in there, caller in the 530 or 630. Hello, who's this?
Hello, who is this? Hi. Oh, I'm so glad I got through. I hope that we. I'll try to make it fast. My battery is going a little low on my phone. Just love the synchronicity. I just called in and I'm right on synchronicity. I think everything you're. I think I missed the beginning of the show, but everything you're talking about feels right on. Right on a par.
Okay,
and
cool.
Kind of calling to reinforce, I guess I'm feeling, as many are, this sort of transition is the new year. And to be honest, like what I'm calling immediately about is I've just been feeling like way more positive lately and feeling like I'm moving into a new kind of more confidence and positive energy and have made a lot of changes in the last year. And I actually, I'm going to be real honest here, I just got a phone call with my father, and I'm trying to figure myself, Phil, I didn't handle it optimally, but I'm realizing that it, like, triggered some old, as we all have, like, a little bit of my old childhood stuff, and at least I'm laughing about it now. So I'm just sort of trying to reinforce, like, just letting all of that go, and I think it's, like, I'm realizing it's all well-meant. Like, he comes from love,
right.
But there's something there that it feels like it's triggering something like this old thing with him about, like, even though he's well-meant, there's something in himself. I don't know if I can say this. Like, there's some energy there about, like, his own uncertainty or that's been going on for a long time. And I think I reacted because it's kind of like, I think it's almost as if I feel like I've been pulling away from that energy, this subconscious thing that my father does of kind of his own self-criticism, if I can say that he unconsciously, like, worry and all of that. And I think I just felt like, I think I feel a little bad about my reaction, but I realized I kind of had to say to him, like, I don't want to do this. Like, I'm going to find a solution for whatever is coming up one way or another, and I'm going forward. I actually found myself saying this to him, like, I'm going forward with whatever is right for me. And you know, I feel like I'm breaking out of some long thing or long ancestral pattern. Is this making sense? So just kind of trying to reinforce that. And I was actually wondering, I don't know, I do some energy work, and I actually have this guidance to, like, actually, I felt like all this sort of old, I don't know, like hurt, panic, all that. And I'm like, something's telling me just, you know, just be with it and then let it go.
Well, what's happening is, well, first of all, your father has a lot of conditioning. Okay, these were upbringing kind of thoughts and conditional responses and attitudes towards things. And you've gotten the courage and summoned that courage and strength together to not really hold all that in and be, you know, freaking out all the time and realizing there's a solution to every problem. And really right now we are on this cusp because of the turn of the year. People, if you are listening to nothing else, listen to this. You're going to have something touch you, trigger you into an old emotional state. And this is the part of a letting it go that you need to face and say, you know, I don't understand all that, why that all happened, but I am willing to cut the cord of that because I am done, and that will not happen to me ever again. I will not respond that way. But what you did was you tried to make the turnaround on the positive spin. And that's the most important thing you can do. You released it, and then you turned around and said, now I face it, instead of conditioned to fear. And that's what I got from
it. Like, if I forgive myself for having the reaction, like tonight I was like, I can just feel that, like, it's like old trigger. And I'm realizing, you know what, be okay with that. And, like, I'm actually literally thinking, you know, just take a time, even though there's, like, that part of my brain, I think it's just a little that's like, oh, my God. And I think it's some leftover thing of, like, oh, I don't want to, like, I'm actually moving away from this. I don't want to be, you know, that's the brain. Says me, like, and it's like, oh, I don't want to go back or something, you know. And then I realize, oh, that's why I'm reacting to him, even though he's not saying these things consciously. It's like I feel the old energy or something. So
I just give myself space.
Like maybe I'll burn a candle and just be like, you know what? You're coming up with solutions. You can, if you don't know everything right this minute, as long as you stay on your path, you can find everything. And I think it's just handling, maybe this is good for everybody. You know, it's like, even though I know all this in my higher wisdom, it's like we are human. Good to hear myself laugh because I was like crying a minute ago.
Oh,
and
no,
I realized it's like, okay, if you just, like, actually allow yourself to have the feelings and you don't go into all the kind of, like, you know, it's like, okay, so I have these old feelings of, like, what I don't want, you know, it's like what I don't want to be held into anymore. So, and it's more about the energy or something, you know, and, like,
right.
just being, like, you know, take the little time now to clear that, and then you'll figure everything else out, and it will all move beautifully. And just believing that, even no matter what anybody's kind of, whatever
you're
is reflecting.
You're co-creating from a new place of a positive energy, that's all.
Yeah, and then maybe that's like, I realize it's almost like I got more frustrated. Because it was almost like, oh, I want to get back in this little pool again.
Right. You got it, honey. You got it. Well,
you're such an angel.
A positive energy, a positive candle.
Can I ask
energy
a question? Like,
probably. Oh,
is that,
okay,
I know it just came to me, like burning a candle or even like visualizing that I'm like burning up whatever.
Uh-huh.
My own reactions or, you know, all the stuff that's whatever's still in me that can be triggered or, I don't know, is that a good ritual to do?
Well, I think really when I say burning a positive candle, I like the color of yellow for joy, for positive energies.
Mm.
And sometimes you can even have a cutting cord ceremony with like just a black, little mini black candle and with a yellow one. So you're releasing any negative emotions or triggers or energies that way. And you're focusing more on drawing into the joy energy.
I like that. That's lovely.
Okay. Wonderful.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
You too. And thank you for calling into the show. Appreciate it. Have a great night and a great New Year.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And now, hang on, Lordy. Let's see if we can help this. Get this next person in here. It's working with me, hanging in there. Call her in the 718. Woo, I think we got you. We got you on here. Do we? Yes, yes, yes. Boy, it's like on a stuck thing here. Okay. Okay. Don't know. Okay, now it's going back to that caller in the 91. No.
Yeah.
Not.
How are you?
Okay, which color are you? Are you the 718 or the 917?
I'm 917.
The 917. Thank you
for
waiting.
I had to call back, actually, because somehow, I don't know.
Thanks for being so strong and patient. I know we only got a couple minutes, so who am I speaking with?
My name is Ashiel. I've spoken to
Ashiel,
you before.
Ashiel, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
What can I do for you? How can I be of service, dear?
Well, you're talking about letting go. I let go of some people in my life, and it's pretty much lonely now. But I felt like in order to open the door for new people to come in, I had to do it, which was tough, but I did it anyway. So, like, New Year is going to be a little lonely unless God sends me a date of some new friend I can hang out with. But I'm just curious, you know, I'm looking forward to the New Year. So what's the message for me?
Okay, here's the big message. And I want you to really put your intention on this because I heard that, you know, like really with all this cutting, though, has brought a lot less drama and a lot more peace, even though it's being trying to be comfortable with that stillness, right? You're asking yourself, what do I really want? What do I want? Why do I want the relationships I want? That's really the question I was trying to say. So when you ask yourself, why do you want the relationships you want? Then you'll realize, you know, being alone, being silent or being quiet, you weren't really wanting to be alone, but maybe you were wanting just the peace. And if you weren't getting that from those relationships, then you still want those kind of relationships. So I say wait and be patient because the ones that bring peace, and we can't just sit around and just be peaceful all the time. We know that's not always how it works, but everyone has a little bit of drama. But what I'm seeing is encouraging thoughts of writing down, of living at this point, just a little more moment-to-moment energy and encouraging positive higher thinking and saying, do I want this kind of relationship with this person? And so on. And be choosy. Be pickier this year. That's what I'm hearing. Oh, my God, yes, being pickier, being choosier for your sake, for your benefit, because they said you give, you're a giver, you're kind when you are a giver.
Okay.
All right, my dear. And I do see some new people coming into your vibration. So just allow the other stuff to cool down and let go.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And many blessings to you in the new year. And I hope to hear good things from you there.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. And now we're just going to, I have to say goodbye, unfortunately, because I know our time is up in our show. So many calls, and I am so grateful for all of you who called into the show tonight. And those, I apologize, our switchboard was being kind of wobbly, but and like a friend there, he was so wonderful in calling back. But I encourage you, if you're interested in anything more, info@venusinvelvet.com. We're joining the fan page on Facebook. Go to the website or call back in next week and see what we're doing. So until then, I'm wishing you many blessings of letting go of the old and holding on to happy thoughts and bringing them in with you on the new year. So we wish you a very positive and healing and prosperous, abundant spiritual new year. Thank you so much. Namaste.